Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. On today's episode, I'm speaking with Ahmad Al-Hiddick, the co-founder and CEO at Kyan Health. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Excited for us to chat.
I'm excited. You and I connected a while back. We've stayed in touch. And now we finally get to do this podcast. So I'm excited.
Yes. Yes.
Let's get rolling. If you could tell the audience a little bit about yourself, give us your background, and then we'll talk more about Kyan Health.
Yeah, absolutely. My journey in technology started almost 17 or 20 years ago. Long story short, went to school and grew up in Lebanon, moved to Dubai and spent 11 years there, was involved in multiple startups, launched had a couple of exits. And then my journey in healthcare started around 7 years ago when I was working with healthcare organizations, helping them build different types of solutions, implementing EMR systems, products, websites, helping them with digital marketing. And then we came across this little problem where doctors were getting text messages and emails from patients asking them general questions. And we thought, oh, there should be an app for that. And we launched our first telemedicine platform. It was the first one for the region, focused on non-urgent advisory. And that kind of started growing. We invested a lot into the platform, raised funds, did the usual startup stuff. And then as we started growing, we realized that the way for healthcare to evolve is not just through telemedicine. It's a whole bunch of things that need to come together. It's all these systems that are complicated that need to talk to one another. Hospitals all operate in different ways. And for us to be able to kind of help with enhancing or like healthcare 2.0, we needed to not just focus on telemedicine, but kind of focus on the broader matter. So we shut HeyDoc down. I decided to move to Canada. So I moved here around 2.5 years ago and started working on Kyan Health. Which is more focused on a B2B side and more focused on enterprise virtual care solutions.
Interesting. Yeah, I remember when we first started talking, I think you were wrapping things up with HeyDoc and we're transitioning. I believe I actually got a very early demo too, which it was a great platform even in the beginning stages. So I can't wait to kind of to see where it's at today. And
feels like yesterday.
I know it does feel like yesterday. Time's going by crazy fast. It's that pandemic time lapse, right? It's insane.
Yeah. Seriously.
So you had Kyan Health, and then what we kind of wanted this focus to be about today is your recent subsidiary, this company that you launched called Reyna Health. Can you talk more about what Reyna is and kind of what the focus of the company will be?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll share kind of the story before and then kind of how we got to Reyna. So with Kyan, like I mentioned, we are focusing on enterprise products for healthcare providers that they can then provide for their patients, integrating solutions in the back end. And then one of the segments or the people that we started talking to were in mental health. But the mental health market is also, there's a lot of providers there and there's a lot of really good solutions out there. And then something happened. We joined this program earlier this year where we got to work with three amazing university students and we were talking to them and we're investigating different industries. And we got into mental health and then they started sharing their stories with us. They started telling us how wellness centers and universities are overwhelmed. They're unable to access mental health. One of them, it took her 6 months to be able to speak to a therapist. And we're like, huh, this is strange. And then most of the students that we started talking to, they always needed access to mental health or needed support, but the pandemic kind of took that to another level because a lot of students are studying at home. Universities is the best 3-4 years or 5 years of our life. And they were unable to enjoy it properly. So that kind of led to more and more issues that they needed help with and they're struggling to get help. So we thought, okay, let's investigate this further. And we started working on the kind of early days of the early version of Reyna. We started connecting with universities, wellness centers, student councils, students, and therapists. And we started looking at when you connect or when a therapist works with a or helps support a student who's a patient, how do you communicate with them? Is the way you communicate with them and the treatment process, is it the same with someone in their 40s with a child or going through depression or anxiety? Is it the same? And realize that it's a little bit different because students interact, younger generation interact using technology also differently. So we started to take that into consideration and realize that there's a really good market for this and there's a gap, there's a problem to be solved, basically. And we launched Reyna. And Reyna, what it does is we help connect university students with therapists, and especially therapists, licensed therapists that are interested and focused on university students. And the way we set up the platform is they can easily find someone within minutes, they can connect with someone. And it's not about video and audio, it's about kind of general health. It's about different methods of communication. It's chat-based communication in addition to video and all. It's about looking at different wearables, different smart health devices to kind of keep provide them with insight towards their own health and provide the therapist with insight towards the patient's health. They can know if they're sleeping well, if they're active, if there's how their heart rate variability is, and they can kind of dig deeper into each person's medical health in order to help assess and provide them with better treatment. So that became kind of our focus. University students, and let's not just focus on the traditional method of communication, and let's look at other ways of communication, and let's look at where is data around us these days, and go find that data and bring it in. And that's Reyna.
What's the geographic focus of Reyna today?
So we're focused on a few provinces in Canada and a few states in the US. A student needs to connect with a therapist within their own province or within their own state. So we are now in New York, New Jersey, Ontario, and British Columbia, and we're looking to expand into other states over the next few months. So it's kind of we're going after making sure we've got enough therapists to cover each state or province, and then we go after and speak to students within that state or province, whether through university, connecting with universities. We've also spoken to some NGOs that support students, and through student councils, which has been a great avenue for us because you're talking directly to the students themselves. And sometimes you can get mixed impressions when you speak to the university, and then you speak to the students, you get kind of different stories. So realize we need both sides of that story in order to kind of provide the best solution.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think mental health is the space within telehealth that makes the most sense, right? It's the space where we can have the most players and a lot of companies will do well. It's the space that I think patients will end up utilizing the most when it comes to telehealth services. So it'll be interesting to see how that continues to grow. Can you talk us through, in your mind, what the importance of mental health for these college and university students really is?
It's massive. And all of the universities and colleges are doing something about it because they understand how important it is to make sure that their students are healthy, both physically and mentally. So it is something that's growing, and they understand that there are technologies out there that can help, whether it's through daily check-ins via AI, or it's through platforms like ours, or through wearables, or through other kind of types of solutions. And they're trying to wrap their heads around how can we maximize all of this. But at the same time, they are overwhelmed because this is a growing industry. They weren't kind of expecting this much attention or this much to come in from the students, who are now more open to connecting with a therapist and to speak to someone about some of their struggles. So it's growing, and it's really nice to see that universities are investing into this. It's now the time where we don't have to sell the importance of it. We just need to work hand in hand to make sure that we help them, both sides help them grow. They will soon start kind of receiving the needed funding to invest more into these different programs. We're already seeing a lot of new programs coming in across universities to support the students, both large universities and the smaller ones and the smaller colleges. So we've seen this happen. It's going to take a few months and a few years for this to kind of properly start evolving. But everyone understands how important it is, which is really great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you talk me through, I guess, what's next for Kayan Health and Reyna Health moving forward?
Yeah. For Kayan, our main goal right now is to start scaling and to start developing partnerships. We've launched our product. We've tested it in the market with quite a few clinics and healthcare organizations and even startups that are looking to disrupt healthcare in a certain way, and they need a technology to help them do that. And now we're at the stage where, okay, we're now taking it to the next level. Our product is evolving day by day, and as we work with more and more customers, that product is going to evolve. So we're hoping that by end of next year, we're across 50 to 100 clinics. We have channel partnerships that can help take us healthcare organizations and other partners on the strategic partners on the ground to help with other aspects like wearable integration, EMR integration, scheduling systems, adding more intelligence into the insights that we provide to the patients. And all of this will also be replicated or will transition towards Reyna. And our goal with Reyna is to expand to more states and provinces, to provide more people access to the platform and to make it as easy and as simple as possible, where within a few minutes, you're actually speaking to someone, which is an ambitious goal, but we like to do things slowly and properly. So we're investing our time in making sure that whatever we put out and wherever we go, we have the right kind of solution for whatever problem is facing us. So growth with Reyna, product development, of course, but that can be, and being part of Kayan Health is going to support the product there and help with its evolution. So, and then after that, let's see, perhaps the world, or maybe adding more areas that we can monitor, adding more intelligence when it comes to mental health, and becoming more preventative, more proactive. That's, I think, the end goal of most healthcare companies. And in order to do that, we need to work on getting people in, working on the data, working on providing them with the right solution. And then with that, over time, we can start becoming, all of us, more working together to becoming more preventative and proactive.
Love it. Well, I'm really excited to continue to stay in touch with you and hear the growth of both Reyna and Kayan Health. Look forward to just staying in touch with you in general too. It's always great to hear what you're working on and see your excitement. So thank you again for being a guest on the podcast, and look forward to having you on again, hopefully in the future.
It's my absolute pleasure, and looking forward to it.
Thank you to everyone that listened to this week's episode of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts, we're available on all the major podcast channels. And you can check us out on our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com. And that'll have all of our past guests on there. You can see our sponsors, and you can learn more about actually becoming a guest. Thanks, and look forward to another episode next week.